This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Colorado billionaire Philip Anschutz and his wife Nancy are asking the state to refund them additional tax money from 2018. Court documents don't say how much the money the couple wants. Their claim is based on a provision in the CARES Act, which retroactively allowed businesses to offset more of their income over the past couple of years. The state initially denied the claim and disagreed with the couple about whether state law allows such retroactive tax code changes. Senate Democrats have released a snapshot of their staff diversity. It's part of their goal to have offices more closely resemble American demographics. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more on where Colorado senators stand.
About 51% of Senator John Hickenlooper's staff identifies as non-Caucasian, while 42% of Senator Michael Bennett's office does. Both offices are higher than the overall average of the Democratic caucus, which came in at 38%. Hawaii's Mazie Hirono had the highest percentage at 73%, while West Virginia's Joe Manchin had the least at 7%. The racial breakdown within the two Colorado senators' offices were similar, with more Latinos represented than Asian Americans or blacks, which tracks with population distributions in Colorado. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
State fees on off-highway vehicle registrations will pay for more than $5 million in trail projects across the state. Several mountain communities have banned off-highway vehicles like dirt bikes, ATVs, and more from streets. The 70 trails will all have areas for off-highway vehicles. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.